Hi, this is your girl, Nichay Lamour, and today I want to do a topic that is very, very, I can say touchy a little bit. And this is dedicated to the ladies. I'm sure the men can listen and learn some things, but this is for my ladies. Yes. I thought I should just speak about it because I seen a situation just recently, and I was like, wow, that is really something to take to the podcast. You know, it was regarding the relationship, so I was like, yeah, you know, I'm going to take it to the podcast. And you know, Nichay Lamour is going to deal with the relationships, and I'm going to deal with the real life and the real. And sometimes it's going to be a little touchy, you know, and I have no problem with that. I wanted to talk about it, so I said I'm going to go ahead and do a, you know, short podcast and maybe touch the key points and get right into it. So with that being said, hello everyone. I hope you guys are doing well, and you know, hope everything is all right with you, and I hope you guys are finding your peace. That is like the key to a lot of our happiness, when we have peace, because peace is the new wealth. With that being said, let's jump right into it. Today's topic is newsflash, girlfriend. Everybody don't want your man. Yes. Newsflash, girlfriend. Everybody don't want your man. Yes, I said it. What do Nichay Lamour mean? Well, Nichay Lamour speaks again about the relationships. And a lot of times when women, and that's myself, because I've been here, ladies and gentlemen. A lot of times when we get a man, we're so happy. Sometimes it's, you know, he makes us happy, the person that we're with. And at least in the beginning, you know what I'm saying? But he makes us happy. And sometimes it's just, it's like a breath of fresh air. You know, when we have somebody that we love and we want to be with. And a lot of times, we as women, we become territorial. Yes, I said it. We become territorial. We, you know, we don't want nobody around our man. You know what I'm saying? We don't want nobody breathing around him. We don't want nobody cooking for him. We don't want nobody speaking to him. We don't want nobody in his face. I mean, it just goes, the list goes on and on and on and on. And I understand. I believe me, ladies, I've been there many times. So I don't want to ever talk about like I, you know, like I don't understand. I do understand. But the catch 22 is, ladies and gentlemen, because I know it's some men out here listening, getting, you know, some pointers. Ladies, everybody don't want your man. I mean, it as hard as it sounds, or as great as you may think he is, and how he makes you feel in the bed with the lightning and the thunder, you know, and he making you climb the ceiling and all the, you know, sexual fantasies that he's fulfilling. And all the fantasies he's pretending to be at all times in the bedroom, or, you know, just on a regular. And it has nothing to do with, you know, saying that he's not a good man. So please don't twist my words up, because I know people, for some reason, they always try to read into something and they'll try to run with it. So I'm saying exactly what I said, and I mean what I say. So I'm the type of person, I'm a straightforward person, and I'm a straight shooter. As you guys can see from my podcast, I'm a straight shooter. You know, and I'm a very strong person. So I can't, I will never allow somebody to twist my words. But back to the podcast. Yeah, a lot of times women will think, you know, that the man is wanted by millions of women. You know, all the women want him, you know, or somebody's looking at him, or he might have some attributes or bring something to the table that another woman would probably see as something good. And I don't blame you, because at the end of the day, don't nobody want anything that don't nobody else wants. And my mother used to say that. Don't nobody want anything that don't nobody else wants. So I understand that there is a percentage of, you know what I'm saying, crumb snatchers out there that want to snatch a man from you. I do understand, because I feel the same way at times, you know, when it's warranted, you know, when I know that it can be validated what I'm saying, or I could back it up, or it could be proven, you know. So I do understand, you know what I'm saying, ladies, I do understand, you know, we don't want nobody, we're very territorial, we don't want nobody, you know, the paws come up, you know, like a cat, you know, hunch our backs up, and we're like, row, you know, so we do, you know, protect our territory, and marked territory is usually, our man included, along with other things, so, we just have to understand that there are some women that really, honestly, that are around us, ladies and gentlemen, and they really don't want our man. Yes, I said it. I addressed the elephant in the room. There are some women that are actually around us every day, or around me and the gentleman or the person, your spouse, your lover, your man, your situationship, your relationship, your husband, whatever you want to call your man. There are women that are actually interacting with the two of you as a couple or whatever, or solo, and they see you guys together and they don't want your man. They don't want your man. They don't want to have no parts of your man. And it's not because he's not a good guy, because sometimes people take it offensive, like, why you don't want him? He's a great guy. No, they don't want him because maybe you're with him, and they probably see that you're with him, and they just, out of respect, they're not going to look at him. He's off limit. Or if you have a girlfriend, she probably feel, honestly, and there are some true girlfriends, that it's a girl code. He is not, you know, available, you know, and once you touched him, it's just taboo. They're not going to deal with him. He's not, you know, available. He's not a person that's in the, you know what I'm saying, like a pool. He's not in the pool of available men. So, I mean, I have been here too, and I had to check myself, ladies and gentlemen. So this is not me just speaking about it, and I didn't learn myself. We just have to really kind of understand and know that everybody don't want our man. You know what I'm saying? And if we get that in our mind, you know, and use our intuition mostly as a guide, a lot of times we want to offend people. And I do understand that people do camouflage and they pretend. And we do. We do understand that. I do understand that. Because there are some women that will camouflage and pretend like they don't want your man. But really, undercover, they want your man, you know. But have you ever thought that maybe the man might want her and she might not be looking at him, and he might turn around and flip the script if you guys are having problems or something and lie and say, oh, me and her are not as serious as you think, or we're having problems, and then he might make a move on her? Because a lot of times, I'm not saying all the time, some of the times that's how it all starts. And I know that she has a choice to, you know, say yay or nay. But my point is, a lot of times we look so hard. We look so hard at the woman. We always want to say somebody want our man, but we don't look closely at the man, ladies and gentlemen. We don't look closely at the man. And trust and believe me, if you got to do an overkill, like you're literally like have to go to the stream like that. And I'm not saying don't protect what's yours, because I'm going to protect what's mine as well. But if you got to go and overkill, trust, 9 times out of 10, he's going to tip out on you. And it's probably going to be his idea, not necessarily hers or somebody else's. You know, you got to be very, you know, honest with yourself and look at who you're with. You know, it's not a matter of being like a tattletale, like I'm telling all the secrets, or, you know, I'm being in a lane that I'm not supposed to be in, because Nichelle Moore is in her lane. This is my lane because I've experienced it. So I can give you my own testimony. I don't even have to listen to your story. I don't have to listen to what has happened. I don't even have to hear somebody else who went through it. I could give you a couple of testimonies of things and situations where I was overly insecure. And when I was overly insecure, at some point, it did draw him away, or it was kind of a turnoff for him. Yes, in several situations. This wasn't just one, ladies and gentlemen. This was several situations. And a lot of times, I'm not saying that men don't like you to be jealous, because they do, just like women. You know, they like you to be a little jealous. They want you to be a little jealous because they want you to say, you know, they want to say, oh, my baby, she loved me. That feels good to a man. It really does. Whether he wants to admit it or not, he does. He like a woman to be a little jealous and be about her man and stuff. You know, it's cool. But when you do it in overkill, girlfriend, you're going to run that man away. You're going to run him away silently or openly. Which one you going to do? Because it's just a matter of time. It's a matter of time that he's going to leave. You know what I'm saying? It's not an issue of this is Nishay Lamore saying it. It's just a fact. Men are different than women. You know, we get pushed away a little longer unless we're dealing with somebody for, how can I say it? We're dealing with somebody according to motives, because we have a motive. Then a lot of times if we're dealing with somebody and we have motives, a lot of times we're irritated 24 hours of the day with the man, you know, so that's a different story. But when we like a man, it takes us a little longer than it would take a man. So I don't know. I mean, it's just really, I really like a woman to be about her business, be about her man, her children and her money and everything, you know, her house, you know, everything that, you know, her career, that is very, very good. You know, that's, you know, she about her money, everything. Yeah, she's on top of her game. But sometimes we gotta understand, you can't do it in over, you know, like overkill, because a lot of times when you do it in overkill, a man is start questioning, are you a little secure? And what do I mean by that? A lot of times when the man go out, you get to question him 24/7. You ask him 50 questions. Yeah, in the beginning it's cute. And, you know, you're laughing. You guys are smiling. And it's all good. But as time goes on, it gets weaker, 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 and weaker. And guess what? At the end of the day, he's going to eventually be kind of turned off about that. Yeah, if not angry, if not feel some type of way as less than a man or disrespected, or, you know, it comes with a lot of things, because men, they have like levels of emotions, like with one situation. We might just be feeling insecure. They're going to feel less than a man, insecure, not trusted. I mean, and the list goes on. It could be one situation, ladies and gentlemen. But with that one situation, they're going to feel a whole lot of emotions. And that eventually will draw him away. If now he can love you, but internally, he's not going to be like, have you ever heard the saying, he's there, but he's not there? Well, that happens in a lot of relationships. A lot of relationships, a person can be actually physically there, but they're not there. You know what I mean? And you don't want your man not being there. You don't want your man not to physically be there. I mean, I'm sorry, he's physically there, but he's not mentally there. You don't want your man to not be mentally there. You know, that's not a good feeling, because you can pick up on it. I know I do. I know I could pick up anything. You know, I'm an empath. I pick up anything when it comes to my man, period. I know anything. I mean, I just pick up on his emotions. I've connected myself when I'm in tune with somebody I'm with, and I'm really, really in tune with them. I have connected my emotions to theirs. You know what I'm saying? I've allowed myself to go with them, and I can feel things. I can sense things. It's just nature of the beast, you know. And like I said, you know, the situations, they just get worse and worse. And I understand, because there's a opinion, ladies and gentlemen, like I said, Nishay Lamore is saying it is an opinion surfacing that there's a shortage of men. No, it's not a shortage of men, but that's a whole nother podcast. There is not a lot, or it does appear that is not a lot of available men, and I accept that. It does appear, I'm going to repeat that, that it is not a lot of available men. And I get that. But even in the situation of life that a lot of men are not available, I still stand on what I say. Everybody don't want your man, sis. Everybody do not want your man. And if this does not apply, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to say it again. If this does not apply, let it fly. If it does not apply, let it fly. This applies to whoever it applies to. So it's just really sad. You know, I see, and I've seen this in a week, a course of a week, ladies and gentlemen, like three women. They were like, one woman was like, oh, you're not cooking for my man. And I mean, it was just like, wow. I mean, it was a situation and it was a conversation that led to that statement, ladies and gentlemen. And the person wasn't even really trying to insinuate that they wanted to cook for the man. But immediately she jumped on it. You're not cooking for my man. Okay, that's cool. So then it was another situation. Now I don't want to say where I seen this at, but I'm gonna just leave it alone. It was another situation. And I'm gonna say this one, I'm gonna leave it alone, because you might know where I found the information from, you know, which I really don't care, but I just, you know, I'm just trying to tell you what I seen. It was another situation where a person was like, look, don't be looking at my man, and he don't want you. And she was going into all the details, going through that, you know, what type of women it was that was looking at him. And she was saying, he don't want you no more, and it's over with, and it's done. And I'm saying to myself, when I looked at the whole situation, from what I seen, the girl had, you know, I think they was just speaking, you know. And I said to myself, how did, you know, the lady or the young ladies that were speaking, how did it jump to she wanted her man? Now, you can't control that this man has a past. You know, ladies, you can't control the man has a past. You can't control that he know people, especially if he's popular. So how did it jump to, you're not going to get my man and he don't want you and stop trying to call him? And even if, ladies and gentlemen, even if women are still calling the man, which I understand. I've been here several times, ladies and gentlemen. How can you possibly control his phone and his, you know, that's what I'm just tripping out of. How can you control how he move? What, he's just going to move like that while he's in front of you? Now, if that's what you're going to be 100 and we're going to come correct with the information, then I accept that. I respect that. If you're going to come correct with the information and say, you know what, Niche, I cannot control how he moves, but in front of me, this is what he's doing, and this is what I expect him to do. This is the standard, and he has to honor the standard in front of me. Okay, I can accept that. But what happens when he's not in your presence? Are you going to, you know, be one of those crazy deranged women that's going to follow him everywhere he go to make sure that this person or these suspicious women that you're, you know, that you're feeling suspect about is not dealing with him or not in his fate? I mean, come on, really? You just can't do that. At some point, unless he's a notorious cheater and you know what you got, even then, you just have to have some like backbone and self-esteem and self-love for yourself. Pull your bootstraps up and say, you know what? It is what it is. If you're going to deal with it, then you're going to have to swallow that pill. That's a hard pill to swallow, but you're just going to have to swallow it, because you cannot control a man, ladies and gentlemen. And I know the men are like, yes, yes, Niche, tell him, you know. I know that, because a lot of times women, we don't want to accept or honor the truth of what it is. You understand? We want to tippy toe and we want to tell the truth when it comes to the men, but we don't want to accept responsibility when it comes to ourselves. And I have accepted responsibility, as you can see, because I know I used to get crazy, ladies and gentlemen. I was just really just very insecure. Let's keep it 100. I don't care what these people think about me giving a testimony or testifying about who I was. And to be honest with you, the only one I'm concerned about is God. And let's take it another step further. I'm not saying like trying to be braggadocious, but I give myself some credit, because a lot of women out here are a lot of these things that I'm speaking about on this platform. And they won't even have the decency to look at themselves in the mirror and be honest about it. they'll sit right up and act like it's nothing wrong, but it is something wrong, because at the end of the day, you cannot control a man. Let's just get to the points. Regardless if that's your man. If that's your man, then you should not have nothing to worry about. Now, if he's being disrespectful in front of you, he's doing things that's very out of line and out of the code or things like that, then you check his ass. You check his ass, you know, and you give him an ultimatum. But as far as accusing your friends or, you know, saying on social media, oh, that's my man, is that, who cares? Who cares? Really, who cares? Because a woman would listen to all of that and still fuck your man. How about that? And I've seen it time and time again. You can say all of that, give these long speeches about this is your man and, you know, all this. Like Dr. Phil say, this is your man. Look at the screen. This is your man. You know, it doesn't matter. You know, you have to know who you're with and understand that, if you have trust in your relationship and you understand who you're with and he understands who he's with and you guys love each other and you value the relationship and you know that it's not worth jeopardizing, you ain't got to be on a repeat, like a record, like you playing a record over and over again, or like you playing a CD and you keep hitting repeat. You put the CD on repeat. You ain't got to repeat yourself. I'm not going to keep repeating myself like over and over again, sounding like a broken record. I used to do that. Those days are over. Over. And why do Nishayla Moore say that? Because at some point, you have to have self-love and understand who you are. You have to understand who you are and have self-love and know that you are not going to tolerate the nonsense. And if you want to pretend that I'm stupid or pretend that my intuition is not telling me the truth of what you're doing or who you are, guess what? At the end of the day, guess what? You're going to be the one left behind, because I'm the type of person, I'm not going to say anything. I'm going to let you hang yourself. Because at one time or another, I had to wake up out of a coma because I was literally acting like really, really insecure. Calling all the time, thinking me talking to him all the time, that's going to stop him, you know. And he wasn't doing anything, because I think I was doing that with three men. Out of the three men, I'll say two, I was dead on it, spot on. One man was really not doing it. And I literally treated him just like I treated the others. And he probably was like, this broad is fucking psycho. But because it was happening, everything that I was, you know, my intuition led me to believe, I treated him the same way. So what I'm saying is, you got to kind of let a person hang themselves. If a man is going to basically do anything like that, you know, and make you, if he's making you feel some type of way in whatever way, then maybe you need to reevaluate your relationship. Or if he's not doing it and you're going on your past or your past experiences, maybe you need to check yourself. Maybe you need to reevaluate yourself. You understand what I'm saying? Because a lot of times it's not always him. Everybody don't want your man, sis. Everybody don't want your man. And some women are just cordial because you're their girl or you're their associate, or they might feel that you guys are a good couple. Now, I understand. I'm going to say it again, because this is for the ones that didn't hear me say it in the beginning. I do understand that there are some women that prey on that. I do understand that. And if your intuition keeps allowing you to go back in that direction that this person wants your man, then that's a whole nother story. You need to jump on it and get in his ass. But if he's not doing anything, or his action is lining up that he's all about you, he loves you, he wants to be with you, he don't want to do nothing else but, you know, drink your bath water and be with you, guess what, girlfriend? You got some insecurities that maybe you need to address. Because at this point, I'm not going to act crazy insecure like I used to. I used to be, and I'm going to just say this, ladies and gentlemen, I used to be off the chain. And I'm not a bad looking woman. I'm not saying it to brag. I'm not a bad looking woman. I was off the chain, you know, and it was because I was hurt from previous relationships. And I was just already coming in thinking that this person was going to do the same thing that the others had did. And that was wrong. That was wrong. He didn't have to cheat on me. He was going to leave because I was crazy. He didn't have to leave. He wasn't going to leave because I, you know, quit him. He was going to leave before I do that because I had ran him away. You know, because he was like, you know, Niche, your problems of what you've dealt with other people is not who I am. I don't want to be with multiple people. I'm talking about the one out of the three. Remember I said three. The two I was dead on, even though they deny. You know what I'm saying? They deny. But that last one, yes, I was so wrong. Because he did not want to do that. He wasn't that type of person. He was a one woman man. And even though I had suspected that people surrounding, you know, my environment, whether it was work, whether his work, whatever the case may have been, I was, you know, suspicious, and I was very, very, I was making accusations, always telling him, you know, this and that, you know. So, you know, it's okay. You know, I have no problem with it. You know what I'm saying? It's just that you can't think everybody possibly wants your man, because everybody don't want your man. Now, if you get disrespected or you have some type of proof or it's something going down that you know about, that's a different story. That is a different story. But stop giving these women, stop giving them these speeches about your man that you know, this and that. You don't have to tell them. They know you. Trust me, girlfriend, your actions is showing that you want your man, and you're going to be down with whatever if somebody try to cross your territory or mark territory. Please, I can't stand that, especially when women are pretty. When women are pretty or they got a bad body, I mean, the insecurity, like, it just comes on. It's like a siren. Just because she has a nice shape, a beautiful face, pretty teeth, long hair, she don't want your man. She don't want your man, girlfriend. Trust me, there's some women that just actually say, oh, he's nice looking. I like them. They make a good couple. And they move on. They don't have to be like, oh, I think I better go and get him because she got a man and I don't. Everybody don't do that, because I'm one of them, you know. And I'm a type of person, I like to dress, I like to look good, you know. And if I come around my friends or their, you know, my sisters, that is like family to me. If you're with my family, or you're with my sister, or you're with my friend, we're family. You're like a brother now. I have no intention on even looking at you like that, you know. So they know, they don't have nothing to worry about. And trust me, if you do approach me, it's going to go down. I'm talking about go down like I'm either going to sock you, I'm going to cuss your ass out, or I'm going to check you in front of my sister or check you in front of my friend. So they don't have nothing to worry about, because I don't go that route. Period. With two exclamation marks. So, you know, it's just, we have to stop that, ladies. And I'm going to tell you something. Confidence on a woman is sexy as hell. When you just know you ain't got nothing to worry about. Now, I ain't saying be a fool, ladies. Don't be a fool. But when you confident, hey, you know, it goes down. Your man loves it. Trust me. And trust me, he'll back you if he loves you and he's all for you. You know what I'm saying? So let me just give you a couple of things. I think I probably went over them already, but let me just give you a couple of things to add. It might already be covered, but I just want to do that. And I know I'm late saying this, but ladies and gentlemen, I do not own any rights to the music in the background. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't own any rights to any music in the background. But let me just go over some points, and I'm just going to go over them. But if I've already went over them, I won't elaborate real long. I always say I don't want a long podcast, but it always winds up being long. Yeah. Okay. Number one, what is it? Is it your intuition telling you, or is it paranoia? I just said that, but I didn't say the word paranoia. You stop being paranoid, girl. Paranoia is not cool, not sexy. It's actually makes a person look kind of sick mentally. You know, and I was one of them, you know, when I was a little paranoid, because I was always like asking 50 questions, not 21 like 50 Cent said. I was asking 51, or maybe 101 at one time. I'm just saying. You know, I'm so glad I'm delivered from that. I am so glad. Thank you, Lord. I was just not secure with myself. And I was like asking him questions. He looking at me like, you look sexy and beautiful, but your ass, you don't even, you know, you're not even secure with yourself to know that I want you. So it was just deep. It was really deep, ladies and gentlemen. Another one. You got to be secure. I just said that too. You got to be secure, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies, you know if your man wants you and you got him on lock. You ain't got to do all that. Now, don't get me wrong. Sometimes you do it to let him know, you know, like, hey, you mine. You belong to me. But don't go to the extreme. Don't go to the extreme. It's not. And don't be always doing it, because at one point or another, men kind of like, you know, they feeling some type of way. They might not say nothing to you. And I know sometimes people be like, well, he don't say nothing. Oh, yes, he is. He might not be saying it to you, but he might be saying it to his friends at work. He might be saying it to his mother, et cetera, et cetera. Have self-love. I mentioned that. Have self-love. You want to have self-love because you don't want to feel like, you know, you're not secure with yourself. All that ties into one, ladies and gentlemen. Being secure, you know, having some, not being so insecure and self-love, all that ties into one. You want to make sure that you love yourself and know who you are and know your worth. You know what I'm saying? You got to. It's a must. Do you trust your man? You got to trust your man. You know, that's not cool if you don't trust him, because it's actually not going to stop. If you do not trust your man, it's not going to work. It's not going to work eventually, because eventually he's going to get tired of it. Yeah. So you got to trust your man and trust yourself as well. Do you know your man? Do you know your man? You got to know your man, ladies and gentlemen. Got to know your man. It's just, you know, it's mandatory to get to know him, know his ways, and know what he does, and know how he act, and know what he does with his friends, and, you know, just get to know your man. Go on another level. You might think you know him, but like, go deeper, you know, if you can. You know what I'm saying? If you don't know him, because a lot of times all it takes is us just spending some extra time and getting to know some things that we think we know and we don't really know. You know, be careful. I just said this one I'm about to speak on. Don't be in Looney Tunes state. You know what I'm saying? It's like overkill. Be jealous a little bit. Show them that you love them and, you know, show that you are concerned about other women. Yeah, you're supposed to do that. But don't be a Looney Tune. You know what I'm saying? Like the girl on Friday. If anybody's seen Friday with Ice Cube, and the girl came to his house, she was cussing out his mother. She was cussing him out. She was going off and just acting real wild and crazy. At some point, Ice Cube in the movie, even the movie, and it was a, you know, comedy, Friday. At some point, Ice Cube had got the character that the role that he was playing, he got tired of it. Now, this was his girlfriend, and he probably was used to it, but it was an overkill. So at some point, you know, men, they might not say nothing in the beginning because it's cute to them in the beginning. You know, it's cool, and they like that. But then it gets worse and worse, and they don't want to deal with it anymore. You know what I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen? It's okay. Just don't be overly suspicious. Don't be overly suspicious, and check your emotions, ladies and gentlemen. Check your emotions. You don't want to be overly suspicious and make your man feel like, you know, you don't trust him. Men like to be trusted. Men like to be trusted. So with that being said, that concludes my podcast of Girlfriend, Every Woman Don't Want Your Man. Every Woman Don't Want Your Man. And I just want to say that because I want you guys to understand that there are some women that really don't want your man, that really just want to congratulate you and celebrate that you have somebody and love the couple thing with you guys or whatever. So with that being said, Nishayda Moore is going to be out. I said I wasn't going to do a long podcast. I thank you guys. And girlfriend, everybody don't want your man. Remember that. But always keep your intuition up and know what to how can I say it? You just want to believe in your intuition to a certain extent. But if it's strong, then you know what to do. Like, share, and follow. Thank you, guys. I love you guys. I love you. I love you. I love you. Because I always tell you guys, without you, there's no Nishayla Moore. A lot of interesting things coming. I thank you, guys. I thank you. I thank you. Nishayla Moore is out. Enjoy your day. And more content coming about the real life relationships.